Well, hello, everybody. And my name again is Jeffrey Davis. This is the one and the only Radio Entrepreneurs, constantly streaming stories on this economy that's in massive transition, maybe more than any of us have seen in our lives, and learning how to deal with this and be successful during these times of change, maybe continuous change. You know, a very important part of Radio Entrepreneurs from day one has been Mark Z and his perspective on the economy, recruitment, job placement, all these things that are so critical, and the whole field of law. And we like to call them on our weekly segments now the Mark Z moment. And, you know, they're all Mark Z moments as far as I'm concerned. They're all times of great memory. I keep them in my diary for when I want to tease him. So welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff. Great to be here. Great to be on the show. And talk about long-term changing with the times. I thought we would talk about firms, law firms and professional services companies making decisions whether or not the short-term pain for long-term gain relates to, do we have people in the seats or do we keep the momentum going for everybody working remotely? And that's a, you know, like we talked about hiring and not to hire, we're talking about people in the seats versus working remotely. And that's part of a long-term strategy. The short-term pain was when firms were put on pause and they had to say, okay, this is a short-term solution. Some came out of it saying, okay, our short-term solution could be a long-term solution in terms of what we need for leasing real estate or buying real estate and what we need in terms of addressing our client needs and what we need to address our employees' needs to be successful in our long-term strategy. And some firms came out of it saying, you know what? We still need to have people in the seats. We need to have that for collaboration. We need for, amongst attorneys, amongst paralegals and attorneys, in terms of clients' needs and meeting those client needs. So nothing gets lost in the equation. And what they've done is they've done rotations. So people can have meetings, people can have touching and feeling socially distanced and be able to meet together at certain points to keep the process going. Not like it was, but keep that balance between working remotely, having people in the seats and be able to connect still with the clients and staff. That's something mainly that's being used by smaller firms. That's their strategy. And it's the smaller firms, ironically, that, as we talked about, that are looking to do more hires than the big firms right now. So smaller firms, sort of 40 and under. The bigger firms took polls, asked clients, sort of tried to see whether there was a rhythm. So when they had that
temperature,
took the temperature of their teams and their attorneys and their professional staff. And most of these firms came out with the idea, you know what? Remote is working. And they asked their team, remote is working.
That's like walking out into the rain saying, I think I need an umbrella.
Right.
They were too slow.
Right. And so it gave them that incentive to say, this is working, let's keep that momentum going. The teams are working, the teams are driven, we can figure something out, but they're looking at long-term strategy now in terms of real estate. A lot of firms are now re-examining leases, are talking to landlords, are figuring out what their long-term position is gonna be, not just for the next few months, because obviously they're gonna, many of the firms that I have talked to are saying, not only are they looking at it for the fall, taking it through the summer, but you know what, Mark? We're gonna take it through the year and then assess it, but when we come out of it, we're gonna keep remote going. Maybe we'll have some tweaks in it, but it's working. Why change what's working? A lot of the firms have told us that it's they've had some of their best months in terms of their work. We haven't been in the office. We haven't had client contact in person, but between Zoom, between on the phone conversations, clients have supported it, and it's worked.
I sort of feel like it's the new SCC, streamline, cash, and communication. You know, that's right. The name of the game right now. Keep it lean, maximize your cash for the long haul, because you don't know where you're going. You got to be able to adapt, and you cannot communicate too much right now. Right. SCC, that's right. The name of the game.
Right. Communication is the key. And there's no such thing as over communicating. But what's interesting is you can communicate, and there are a lot of different vehicles to do that. It does not necessarily have to be done in person, or there can be a balance, which firms do.
Well, you are the master of communication. There is no doubt about it in my mind. You can communicate all day long with clients, and you go home and you start communicating at home too, don't you? You don't turn off.
I do, but I try. I'm working on it to try to turn off, because from a health standpoint, but I'm so passionate about this business that it's tough, because communication is what me and our company is all about, as you know.
Well, again, I think you really do. You are the poster child for it. You're probably talking to your parents every day, your clients every day, your family every day. You know, you're just a great communicator. And I think you're showing that in this economy, that is probably the most important skill. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree. Totally agree. And that's what's going to be the difference between firms being successful at whatever size and whatever specialty, and firms dying like horses, horse-driven carriages that don't need buggy whips anymore.
Right. Mark, always great talking to you. The Mark C. Moments are always relevant. If someone's looking for you, I don't know why they wouldn't be. I haven't seen you except on a Zoom in a long time. How would they find you?
Thank you, Jeff. It's markzlegal.com, markzlegal.com, and 617-338-1300.
Well, Mark, you look good. Stay healthy. And we can look forward to speaking to you again next week on Radio Entrepreneurs.